You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. They have a collective total of zero Heisman trophies and Cy Youngs between them. They won't be walking the red carpet or hosting an Oscar anytime soon. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's just two guys trying to make it happen. Trying to raise kids, take care of their families, and dropping in on your airspace for 15 minutes in hopes that you get a little something out of it. And maybe even put a little something in as well. It's two guys, one podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Allen and Brian Harris.
But there's one thing I know for sure.
Mr. Brian Harris. How are
it's
you?
It's Ron the Owl. Allen. Ron the Owl.
The Owl.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, brother. How about you, man? It's been about a week.
It's been about a week. It's always good to hear your voice and see you, and I'm super excited to dig in here. We got a hot topic today. So what do you say, man? No further ado, we're going to revisit a segment from Days of Yore, popular segment with the fans out there, and let's kick it off.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I love that guy.
I know you do. I love that guy too. And listen, Ron, I wanted to revisit this segment today, and I've been doing a lot of preparatory work on this because I think there's an issue at our doorstep, which, in my opinion, basically confirms the imminent demise of our race, okay? And I know that sounds ominous.
That's heavy.
I know it's very heavy. It is heavy. But it has to do with the Flatter Society. Are you familiar with this group?
I am. And you know what, whether you know this or not, this is their month to shine. This is Flattoberfest right now. Do you know about that?
I did indeed. I've come across that in certain investigative circles. And yeah, you're exactly right. It's a big month of celebration for all the flat earthers out there. And there's going to be a lot of fanfare and circumstance that lead into that big festivity at the end of October, Flattoberfest. Are you heading out to that?
I'll be heading in, you know, just with COVID going on, I'm not really sure I want to get out there. There's a lot of people that are going to be attending that.
Yeah, it's going to be, they're claiming it's going to be the biggest Flattoberfest yet, you know, which is hats off to them during what's been a difficult year. It's not a flat year for them in terms of attendance. You know what I'm saying?
That was great. And I'll tell you something, the fact that they can get a lot of people out there during coronavirus right now, that's amazing. So good for you guys.
Yeah, good for them. So the reason I say it underscores the utter demise of our race is because, and we're going to go through this, the sheer absurdity, in my opinion, that the earth is flat bears introspection by us here at Two Guys, One Podcast. But here's something you may not have known, Ron. I guess I'm a round earther. I never knew that. I thought it was just a regular person, but I guess if you subscribe to the earth being round, you're a round earther.
Well, I think that's what it is. I think they're flat earthers, so you would be a rounder.
I'm a rounder. Right? Okay, yeah, I'm a rounder.
And this is something that I think we probably are the same. We both grew up, we were taught in school and television and periodicals that the earth is round. And that's all the talk has ever been. But how do we really know that? See, that's why this interests me, because I just take it for granted that what I've been taught is the truth. But maybe it's all a bunch of lies. Maybe it's a big conspiracy. So that's why when you brought this up, I am all for hearing. Actually, I'm very excited to hear some of these deep thoughts by the flat earthers, because it doesn't really sound too off to me.
So you're saying there's a possibility you might be a flat earther. We'll have to dig in.
Anything is possible. I just want to hear a little bit more about it.
Okay. Well, let's get into it then. And before we do, did you know, here's why I'm so alarmed. A recent study in Britain bared out that basically 3% of the British population might be flat earthers. Now, if we take that number and extrapolate it to the world, which is what, how many millions or billions of people?
Like seven and a half billion people, I think.
7.5 billion people. So 3% of 7.5 billion yeah. is, we're talking millions upon millions of people on this earth that believe that the earth is flat. So
like 200 million.
200 yeah. million people
that's
out there.
That's nuts.
It's an insane.
That's a lot of people.
Number. So, before we get into it, I want to go ahead and play this musical gem that you turned me on to.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is Delano Edwards.
Yeah, this is great stuff. And wow, he's a little bit militant too, right? I mean, he's going after Bill Nye, taking Bill Nye on.
Oh, he's going after everybody. The round earthers, NASA, Bill Nye the Science Guy. You're gonna hear this is in the style of Tupac, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're kindred spirits. I'm sure Tupac would agree. But thanks for digging this out, man. This is great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna definitely be adding it to the rotation on my Spotify playlist. And you know, he's bringing the thunder. So Ron, let's dig in here and let's see if we can bunk or debunk these theories. So the first I'm gonna throw at you: water is a natural level, meaning there's no curvature ever detected over bodies of water. All liquids, when undisturbed, are flawlessly flat. What say ye?
Yeah. So, and this is supposed to be one of the points that the Earth is flat?
Yeah.
The flat, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. When you pour yourself a nice glass of water, you can actually see the flat line, the level of water in your glass. Mm-hmm. You go swimming in a pool, the water is flat. I've never seen rounded water when I'm swimming. So, yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, I don't argue that. I guess I'm kind of wondering how that proves that the Earth is flat.
Well, I think there's probably steps. There's levels. So once we get past level one, so we've agreed on level one. Now let's open up level two.
Okay, fine. We'll go on to level two. So the next one has to do with airplanes and air travel. The FAA assumes a flat Earth when training pilots. An airplane traveling 500 miles per hour would have to compensate for a drop of 2,700 feet every minute to maintain cruising altitude and not fly off into space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, listen, I'm not an engineer. I don't build airplanes. I don't know anything about that. But I will say this: when you hit that cruising altitude of 30,000 feet, you're flying straight and level. If you were flying in a curve, your nose would be going down. It's just not safe.
Okay.
I like a nice level aircraft.
Okay, I'll buy, as do I. So I guess...
There we go. Level two.
You agree with that one too.
Yeah, this is like Super Mario Brothers, man. Now we're in the fire level. It's level three.
All right, level three.
Things are about to get very interesting.
Yeah, here we go. Now we're going to really start digging deep. So level three, every scientific experiment has proven Earth is completely stationary. The sun, moon, and stars move around a polar center above us, like the North Star or Michelson-Morley. I don't know what the fuck that is. But before you answer to this point, I'll have you know, my son Gavin pointed out a recent culling together of funds by flat earthers. What did they did? These flat earthers in England pulled their money together and they went out and they bought a $20,000 gyroscope, with the sole purpose of using this gyroscope to place in a stationary spot. And over several weeks, by way of the lack of movement of the gyroscope, it would prove that the Earth is stationary. Well, Ron, lo and behold, after 2 weeks, the gyroscope had actually moved a considerable number of degrees, to which the flat earther said, holy shit, well, there goes our fucking experiment. So,
yeah.
So come on, what do you have to say to that one?
Well, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things that can mess up with an experiment. Obviously, there's a ton of haters there in the round earth department. I'm sure some of them might have been in on it. So it just moved by itself, the gyroscope?
Yeah, it showed movement over.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. If you park a car, it's not moving by itself. Someone had to push that thing around. That's a bunch of bullshit. And let me tell you something, I would be willing to bet money that the same people that ran the experiment are actually round earthers trying to debunk the flat earthers. There you go. And second question, you said that your son Gavin is the one that reported this information back to you?
He is indeed, yes.
And he has his gyroscopic license to practice?
No, he's not an official gyroscopic licensor.
What a surprise. Okay.
All right, well,
let's just move on. That was complete and utter bullshit.
Okay, all right. Well, we've got two more here. The next is just a general debunking of gravity, or as this one flat earther posted on Facebook, Globers can't explain how and why gravity works, hence why it isn't real. So basically, that gravity is not a real thing.
So, well, what the story is that Isaac Newton was sitting underneath an apple tree, and the apple hit him in the head, and he created gravity. Is that true? Is that what we're taught?
I mean, there are some very sparse gravity elements of truth in that. I think.
If you're telling me that a guy getting hit in the head with a piece of fruit is how you discover gravity or something like that, come on, come on.
Well,
what are you hiding?
Here's an impromptu experiment. I'm going to take this pen in my hand, as you're seeing here.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to, one, two, three. Oh, look what happened there. What did you see?
Well, I heard you throw the pen on the ground.
Okay, so you're...
This is ridiculous. You haven't proven anything.
Okay, well, let's dig into the last one here, which is... The word, and I'm going to probably mess it up, crepuscular sun rays. The sun is smaller than Earth, and it's very close. We can trace the angle of rays back to their source above the clouds, meaning the sun is not 65 million miles away. In fact, it's relatively close to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I 65 million miles seems like a far away. But I mean, think about how warm the sun is. You get your suntans from the sun. You ever made that sun tea where you put the tea out in your backyard?
It's really good. Okay. Yeah.
You think something that's 65 million miles away can actually make tea in your backyard? Come on.
But I guess I'm sorry for being the voice of scientific reason here, but isn't that a pretty measurable thing? Like, can't we in this day and age measure how far the sun is, or no? Yeah, it's not possible.
There's no way to measure it. It's too far away.
Okay.
Use one of your NASA spaceships to fly up there and measure it. It's so hot. Hey, you ever touch a stove? Huh? What happens when you touch a stove? You get burnt. Why? Because it's hot. Jesus.
All right. Well, you know, you've made some compelling points here, Ron. I'm not convinced that you're not a closet flat earther here, but I got two final points to point out. And if this first one could be answered fundamentally, I think I might be swayed. But the whole theory for flat earthers is based on they are trying to keep the truth about the earth from us. So my question is, who is they? Number one.
Okay.
And what social or political outcome is driving this hiding that the earth is actually flat? So who is they?
Well, they is always the government.
Okay.
The government is just always wants to hide stuff from the people. You know
Okay, which government, though?
The government.
They all work as one.
the global government.
Okay.
The global government of society.
Okay. All right. And then second part of the question.
I don't want to get super deep on you, but have you ever seen that movie, The X-Files with David Duchovny?
Great movie. Yeah.
A great movie. Okay, cool. Anyway, so there's one global government.
Okay.
And that's neither here nor there. I just thought it was a great movie. I wanted to mention it right now.
Yeah, but recognized. Yep.
Everyone's just trying to keep money out of our hands, but this is a bunch of bullshit.
So it's financially motivated. Stuff,
yeah. Okay. Always financially motivated. That's what the way everything is.
All right. Well,
that's what makes the world go flat. Money. That's what they said.
All right. Well, I, for one, cannot be more. Whatever the highest percentage of confidence that the earth is round, that's where
like
I am.
100%.
In fact, I'm fucking terrified.
You're 100% confident?
I'm 1,000,000% confident. A million.
A billion?
A billion. Oh.
Wow. That's a lot.
Actually, Ron, it reminded me. The one other hard to disprove point, in my opinion, as a glober. What of the photos that show the Earth is round? The just
which photos? The fake photos that they send out in the fake spaceships. Those. Hey, so, these are all softballs, man. You're not even coming at me with anything heavy duty.
You think all those photos are fake, huh?
Well, yeah. I wasn't there when they were taken. I didn't see them get developed. It's all fake stuff, man.
What about the staff? Didn't you hear something about the staff from NASA on the ice wall protecting people from falling off the edge or something? Isn't there something about that?
That's what, if a map of the flat Earth, you've got Antarctica in the middle of this plate. All the continents are spread around it with the water. And then the very edge of the Earth is a 150-foot ice wall that protects us from falling off the edge and going off into space. So there's actually people from NASA that are out there guarding the wall all the time.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a super good use of taxpayer dollars. So if that's true, kudos to them for that very good use of funds.
It sounds a little Game of Thrones-ish.
It does indeed. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Well, Ron, where do you think? I think we netted out. You know, you're kind of on the fence. I remain where I was, which is adamantly against the notion that the Earth is flat. But you know, it's 2020, so I guess anything's possible.
I just want to keep an open mind with everything. I think you said it best. It's 2020. Nothing's really shocking me right now. So if you're going to tell me, if we find out next month, hey, by the way, the Earth is flat. Okay. I'm prepared. I never really was into the fact that it was round anyway.
I like it in the beginning when you said you were raised as a round earther. It's a big part of your upbringing. You know?
Well, I think they get you when you're young. And they know how to snag you early. And you know what the government hates more than anything?
They get the government, right?
The government. They hate questions.
Well, this is an interesting exercise, man. We'll move on from here. So, Ronnie, toggling over to our ongoing season-long football battle. Look at the board here. Looks like I'm inching my way back into this thing at 4-3 now.
4-3, you came back. I'm very surprised that you had such a strong showing here. Are we like mid-season? Yeah, like middle of the season?
Approaching mid-season, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, now you've made it interesting, so thank you for that. I've lost a couple.
I put way too much faith in my Cowboys, too, after they got absolutely fucking obliterated.
Well, they're still in first place. Don't forget that.
Well, actually, after...
Light at the end. There's a silver lining.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see. I think it's the shittiest division in all of sports, so maybe they'll hold on. And
say what,
just
though.
Under the wire, yeah, I'm here, looking you can forward see to Monday night. Up to your burrito total by one, so you're now up to 15 on the
year. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. My wife surprised me with some carry-out burritos the other night. I actually had prepared a dinner for us, a healthy meal. Roasted salmon, salad, vegetables, trying to be good, and she popped in with some burritos, so, you know, sorry, salmon.
Hey.
Sorry, salmon.
Sorry, salmon.
Tomorrow's lunch.
Sorry. So good stuff, man. So what do we got coming up this week?
Well, you know what we got coming up. We got my beloved Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Huh? The Bears. Monday night, Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Bears visiting the Rams of Los Angeles. L.A. Rams. So Bears are going to go in top of their division, first place, underdogs. Wow. Visiting the Rams. They're 5.5-point underdogs here. Low point scoring. Over-under is only at 45 here. But the Rams are favored by 5.5. I'm just going to take the lead on here. 100% going with the Bears. I don't think 5.5 points is accurate. I think it's a lot closer to 3. But I still feel like we're coming through now. Foles is clicking. The defense had an incredible game this past week. So going into LA, some nice weather, some fresh sunshine for the boys. I think we're going to do it, man. I am taking the Bears.
Okay, before I give you my pick, let me ask you this. Ditka versus Hurricane Irene.
Ooh, okay. So Mike Ditka versus the Hurricane Irene, and Hurricane Irene has already made landfall.
It's 20 miles away.
20 miles outside, still okay, still approaching.
Category
I
five.
Like Ditka.
Category five.
Ooh. All right, reworking here. Ditka 20, Hurricane Irene 17. We win it with a field goal in overtime.
Wow, that's a nail biter. I come out the same way.
How about you there?
With a slightly different variance on the score. I have Ditka 45, Hurricane Irene 3. Hurricane Irene with the late field goal.
Oh! So a little garbage time field goal for Irene.
Garbage time. Okay, how about...
Let me lay this one on you.
Yeah, go ahead.
About this one? How about all Madden team, 1992 current, versus Ditka and New Orleans Saints long snapper?
Okay, Ditka and the Saints long snapper, McFarley.
Long snapper, fresh back off the IR.
Okay, so it's just those two. Okay, let me ask, is it Ditka, is the all Madden offense and defense or just offense?
Both.
Okay, so it's like 180 guys against Ditka
versus
Ditka and the long snapper.
And the long snapper from New Orleans, fresh off the IR.
I'm going to go Ditka and the long snapper, 72, all Madden team 2.
With a safety there, I see.
Yeah, again, garbage time safety last couple minutes.
I love it.
How about you?
Low scoring affair. Ditka 6. All Madden 5.
Wow.
I too like
safety
the
and a field.
Garbage time safety.
That's good stuff. I like it. So my pick for this upcoming, again, we're going to be on other sides of the ledger here. I'm going to take the LA Rams from LA.
The LA Rams of LA. Okay.
So I could even
make
things
up. You could, or I could take a 2-game lead. We're going to see what happens here. Either way, it's going to be an incredible game. I'm looking forward to Monday night.
Monday night football in the frozen tundra of Los Angeles.
Of LA.
Rumbling, stumbling.
That's it. We're out. Two Guys, One Podcast. See you next week.
It's Two Guys, One Podcast.